This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is again urging Americans to stay at home to help the coronavirus help stop the coronavirus spread. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A day after the White House issued guidelines calling for Americans to limit their interactions and for some to avoid going out altogether, the president kept up his somber tone.
I would recommend that they just enjoy their living room.
Urging people to work from home if they can. He's also pushing cities and states to issue their own restrictions. The president's considering sending checks to American workers hit hard by the virus-related shutdowns, though he did not specify how much money they should get. Either way, Congress would have to sign off. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As Congress struggles to pass a bill supplying funding to Americans affected by the coronavirus, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that lawmakers are going to have to work together to make it happen.
My counsel to them is to gag and vote for it anyway, even if they think it has some shortcomings, and to address those shortcomings in the bill that we're in the process of crafting. I cannot predict how long we will be here, but we will be here as long as it takes to pass yet another measure beyond the one that came over from the House.
Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator for the federal response to the virus, called on millennials to lead the charge on ABC's Good Morning America today.
Right now, we need the army of millennials out there doing everything that they can to protect themselves from getting infected, because we know a lot of their cases will be mild or asymptomatic, and making sure that they're doing every single precaution to protect their parents and grandparents.
But it's possible not all those millennials were listening. With beaches on Florida's Gulf Coast near Tampa still open, at least one was full of spring breakers. The governor has said he would leave beach restrictions up to individual communities. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Organizers of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics said Tuesday they would proceed with the torch relay on March 26th as planned, despite threats of the coronavirus. To minimize the risks, organizing committee CEO Toshiro Muto said all events associated with the games, including the local government's welcoming ceremonies, will be canceled. He told reporters in Tokyo that spectators will not attend the grand opening event in Fukushima, and urged people who feel unwell to skip the actual torch relay. Today's another primary election day, a fairly big one, including four states: Ohio, Florida, Arizona, and Illinois. The coronavirus outbreak is throwing its own wet blanket over the proceedings. Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are competing in the primaries. On Monday, they both staged virtual rallies, and Biden is expected to win the four primaries, but Bernie Sanders is not giving up yet.
We have a president who is in so many ways unfit to be president in terms of the coronavirus is making a very difficult situation even worse by undermining what the doctors and the scientists are saying.
Just like the NBA, NHL, golf, and baseball, horse racing fans will have to wait for the Kentucky Derby. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
From the first Saturday in May to the first Saturday in September, that's the plan for the Kentucky Derby. Citing unidentified sources close to the race, the Courier-Journal of Louisville said Churchill Downs will postpone the Derby from May 2nd to September 5th. The last time the Derby wasn't held on the first Saturday in May was in 1945, when the federal government issued a ban on horse racing because of World War II. The Derby is the latest major sporting event to be postponed or canceled because of the coronavirus outbreak. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. Justice Department announced Tuesday that an Iranian man will face federal charges in connection with an alleged scheme to obtain military parts that could be used in nuclear and other weapon systems. The law enforcement agency said Mehrdad Ansari was extradited from the state of Georgia to the state of Texas to face those charges. John Demers, Assistant Attorney General for National Security, said Ansari's actions were taken in violation of the Iranian trade embargo. A federal grand jury indicted the 38-year-old Ansari in 2012 with conspiracy to launder money and commit wire fraud. A co-defendant was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison on charges of conspiring to purchase parts in the United States and have them shipped to Iran. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.